Blog Talk Radio.
World War II Navy veteran, design project engineer on the A-4 fighter jet, author of 6 books, a feature film in development based on his upcoming memoir, inspirational speaker, and blogger. Declared legally blind, nothing stops him from accomplishing his Christian missions and spreading God's word through the written word and his nationally syndicated worldwide radio show. Welcome to America's Man of Vision radio program. Here is your inspiring host, Franklin D. Murdoch.
Welcome. Welcome to my show. My family, my friends, my strangers. Please take me a moment and join me. Heavenly Father, this day in January 2015, I come before you in the name of Jesus, the Christ. I ask you, Father, and I petition you, that you make my show meaningful as far as you are concerned. I have attempted to put your words down for your message to these people that are listening. All of them. Those that aren't listening. Those that could be listening, be told or explained to them. You're having a time to come to this end of the age. And it's written and described word for word, aisle for aisle, hour for hour, in your word and printed in the Holy Bible. Your word, printed by 40 men. Men of God who were directed to what they wrote by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, your Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, is responsible for the words that are in there, and therefore you are responsible. I am subject to them. I have come to the point when I have dedicated myself to be your servant, because every word that you've uttered, I believe, and I believe in them all the way, and to death, if necessary. But it's all to be foreseen. For we are in the age of coming to the point where we have a transition from what we know in this world to what we don't know. We think we know, but we don't. But we have to learn. Why the 1,000 years, for the millennium? The millennial age. Why? You could change it in a hurry if you wanted to. But there are people worth coming to grips with themselves and accepting the fact that you set in motion your plan, plan of reconciliation, after your man failed you the first time. Adam. Now, you said to Adam, it's not good for man to be alone, and I'll make you a helpmeet. Not many people say you're my helpmate, but nevertheless, helpmeet. So I looked it up in the Bible, and I looked up helpmate too. Helpmate is mentioned only in one place in the Bible, in 2 verses, I think, 2 chapters of Isaiah. I think they're 32 and 33, although I'm not sure. Might be 33 or 34. And defines that what a helpmate is. But in Genesis 2, you have violence, the helpmeet. And we have in our society, men and women, of course, designed by you in a very intricate way of doing. You don't make junk. You don't design junk. But the time has come when a decision has to be made. I have put your message into writing, and they're published in the book. The best is yet to come. Because you've told me there is the best coming. And I referred to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. I think it is. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no man has taken into heart and conceived what really involved in the riches that you have saved for the people who love you. Now, that doesn't differentiate between color of skin, slant of eyes, or any other thing, huh? Or place of birth? No. We all have the opportunity to become, I say become, children of God, children of yours, and therefore be grafted into your family. Your family is defined as the tribe of Judah. That's a choice. And they are called in the normal age, they call them Jews, but there's a lot to that. Anyhow, you have to say that you're going to join your family. You want to join it. If you do the things you say to do, follow your directions, follow your instructions, every word that proceeds out of your mouth, obey them, follow them. I cut into the film and the range of human beings, and they're obviously they're religious. The word religion means they have generated for themselves religions with a dogma that varies from one to the other, and therefore their doctrines vary. But they are all worshiping you or Jesus in their way, with the way that their doctrine describes. But they're wrong. No, I don't mean actually the wrong in a sense, the bad. No, I mean that they haven't completed understanding, comprehending that you have asked us to do. So I, in my effort and my dedication to you to be your manservant, I have put in writing what you have blessed me to put into writing. And I have taken the words that you've given me and extended them out to the people. What is going to go on? Why and what? It's going to happen, folks. There's a tribulation period coming when after the son of perdition is buried. Made known. Jesus said in his descriptions and his preaching and his personal tour of service as a human being that he would not leave us to go through that very tribulous time. Those of us that belong to his church. Now, his church, yes, I said his church. In Matthew 16, when he asked all his disciples who people said he was and what they thought, and he talked to Jonah and asked him what he said, and he says, "You are the Son, the living Son of the living God." Jesus replied to him, "No man, no flesh and blood, in some instances, have revealed that to you, but my Father, which is in heaven." And now he says he changed his name to Peter. Now, if you don't know, in the Hebrew language, there are meanings to names and numbers and so forth. Peter means rock. And God speaks in his word in Matthew 16, I think it is, "Upon this rock I will build," Jesus did, "upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it." His church. Differentiate his church from the Mormon Church, from the Catholic Church, from the Baptist Church, from the Methodist Church. These are churches that have come together in an attempt to do what God wants to do. But he says in Genesis chapters 1 through 4, I think, 3, he writes, all I've done except for something, a little item here or a little item there. But to read that very carefully. Now we go into the millennial age. We're going to be transferring into the middle age early. But what's going to happen in the meantime? Just going to give you a high point. Somewhere in between, God will remove his Holy Spirit from this earth. At the same time, he will call those disciples of his church, that includes me, and we will meet him in the air. We instantly change and meet him in the air. And never be without him ever since. To go through heaven and be trained and educated and so forth. But anyhow, when he returns to the earth, it will be at the end of 7 years after the Son of Perdition is revealed. And he puts an end to everything. Then this 1,000 years which Satan will be encased, not able to move, not able to hurt anyone, not able to cause any trouble. 1,000 years of earth years. In heaven, there is no time. No, there's no time. So, I won't go into that. I don't know that I could make it so simple that you understood. But in heaven, one doesn't grow old. One is what he is. You go into maturity in your science of living, and you will learn as you learn these things that God reveals to you. I don't reveal them to you. And your pastor and your priest or your bishop, and they don't reveal it to you. What's revealed to you in the Spirit is from the Holy Spirit of God. Don't deny it. If you are chosen, to be a maidservant or a manservant, don't deny it. Praise God, for the blessings are yours. Well, I spoke enough about that. I want to tell you now that because I know this, I've experienced this. I've been married 3 times to three very lovely ladies. Had I not been married to them or had the association with them, I would not be what I am today. Except that God was with me always. From Genesis in the New Testament, the Old Testament, from Genesis in the beginning, clear into Matthew in the New Testament, is many times revealed, he says these words. Think about this just a moment right now. No matter what situation you're in, he says, it's a promise. I will never leave you nor forsake you. It's written differently in some places. I'll forsake you not, nor leave you. But it's the same words. They realize that when you're in a situation that you're in, that you're not alone and you have Jesus Christ at your side. He's with you all the time. He's closer to you than your breath is. Recognize him. Develop a fellowship with him. Learn him that the gracious virtues that God provides to us through his grace to understand and comprehend. Excuse my voice as it gets cracked up a little bit, but I am feeling good. I've been through a lot in the last couple of weeks, and I have a lot left to do yet. I got been diagnosed having heart failure. If you know what that means, it means that your heart isn't able to work hard enough to provide the necessary food, blood, oxygenated blood to every cell in your body, as it's designed to do. Now, it can be brought about by high blood pressure, other elements. Don't normally you retain your fluid. You can't get rid of it, so they will take you to the hospital and inject into you LASIK. And want you to be going to the bathroom quite often to get that fluid in your system out. No. Life is not just a bowl of cherries. Life is worth living as long as you put it in the right perspective and work with the Lord. Honor your Lord. He will develop in you and let you develop a fellowship with Him. Very, very good and sharp. I've had an experience real recently that I made a mistake and feel very foolish about it. But I've got to tell you about it. I have a wonderful, wonderful granddaughter who found me alone in Alabama after I went back there to live with my son and his wife, and they finally retired and moved, and they were moving around the country, and I was left in a retirement home. But she found me, and she made arrangements to have me moved and come back to California, and into the particular place that I'm in. It has some advantages, it has some disadvantages, but it's there. It's wonderful. Then she just about broke her back to want to do everything for me. And she's done everything. In a way, the fact that she really did a little too much, in a way that I became so accustomed to her doing everything. Man, I was riding on the top of the cloud. I didn't have anything to do. But a man who doesn't have a mission in life, he doesn't have an idea, purpose of life. He just rides along. And I was letting her take care of everything for me, starting to get to the point she'd make my mind up for me, which is all right. No other person would do that for me except her. No. And I foolishly, she's got a vacation now in Hawaii. I'll be back Sunday. But I alluded to the fact that I'm in the straits I am in because I wasn't managing my own money the way I should be. It got away from me. But it isn't gone. It's there right now. And I find it, I made my mind up, I have to conform to the rules like everyone else. And I love her beyond measure. And it just breaks my heart that I caused a tear to fall in her eye. She's a precious, precious granddaughter. Tamara, if you're listening, believe me, I love you. Now let's get back to business. All this thing I'm talking about is I didn't just learn it. has been put on me for the last 7 years, since 2007. When I entered a retirement center in Alabama, because I moved back there with the idea my son would take care of me, but when I found out he wasn't going to be able to, I let my fingers do some walking and got into a retirement center, so I could afford. But I found I had no excuse not to study the Word. And whoa, did I begin to see things. I'm absolutely awed, completely amazed, completely dependent, just as dependent as a small infant child is on its mother, to love and trust in the Lord. Yes, I met him. I finally met him. I thought I met him before. I thought everything was done. My religion didn't say I had to do anything like this. And I belonged to five different denominational churches, two of them Pentecostal. Foursquare Church for one of them. The other was the Assemblies of God. Very, very lovely churches and lovely people. Very honest. And the other churches were the Baptist Church, the Reformed Church of America, and basic Baptists. The First Baptist Church, the Southern Baptist Church. You get altogether different doctrines. And the basic Baptist Church. Anyhow, all this is built into me, 94 years, respect for the people, respect for every one of them, knowing that God loves them so tremendously that He would allow His only begotten Son to go through what He went through. For you and me. Oh, it's easy to talk about it, but it's just inconceivable to try to put it together. The mystery of the cross. Yes? God keeps secrets. There's mysteries. But it's real. To get acquainted with Him. I'm preaching some. I guess I'm in the business of preaching. You'll probably go to church next Sunday, and say, hey, you heard some gook on the radio or something. No, I'll tell you. You can call me a Jesus freak if you want to, but I have dedicated myself to God in every respect of my life. Be with a gift of talking and a gift of writing. And when I went through, because I'm blind, when the Department of Veterans Affairs got a hold of me, they sent me to their facility in Birmingham, Alabama, in a hospital, military hospital, and going through a program they had put together for rehabilitation of the blind. Any veteran out there that has the rights for that program, get to someone in the Veterans Affairs, go and really put yourself to it. You'll get a new life, purpose of living. Man, to be blind, meet someone in the hall, and they say, hello, Mr. Murdoch. Hello, Franklin. And I look at them. I can only say hello. I don't know the name. And you don't know it because you don't have enough association with them. And even though you met them sometimes, you don't have the ability to form a mental picture of them because you can't see them. And I can't see their detail. Now, you get to know them long enough, and you get acquainted with the way they dress or the way they walk and the way they speak so you can remember their names. But, you can't take a I can't find the enthusiasm to take part in all the activities they offer for the retiree to keep him from going dumb and senseless. No. I speak to you in the back row. Hear me good. Life is worth living. Read. The best is yet to come. I think getting a hold of it through Amazon.com. Going to Amazon.com/Franklin-D-Murdoch. You find my books. The price of them are very, very inexpensive. And my book of my life in poetry, that book alone was influential with one person's life, and he told me so. And that was the man who is the executive vice president of one of the largest companies in the world. Yeah. He's a very dear friend of mine. He finds that when I get something going good, he praises me, he gets a part of it. But in the end, be kind to one another. Just for an example, take time. Get a hold of your spouse. Hold her hand. His hand. And say the words, and I look him right in the eye, I love you. I don't have to say anything else, because I'm going to tell you. There'll be a time come when one of you are going to have to say goodbye to the other. You may be real elderly when it happens, but it doesn't make it any easier. It's a chance to know where you're going. You got to have with you a whole bundle full of forgiveness. Because we all make mistakes. We all stumble. Yeah. I can't help reminisce and think about my life. But I'm really blessed. The blessings of our Lord. I write and I can speak. I hope you have heard me today, and I hope my speech is clear enough. But there is that you have to have, the forgiveness. Then you have to have two words, very important in your life, my life and everyone's life. The oneness, the absolutely oneness. Becoming one flesh of one body, oneness. And the other is equal, it's the common, coming to agreement, absolute, constant level of agreement and forgiveness. Folks, I got to go. I look forward to next week. I hope you've enjoyed it, but read my book. I got two of them in the market. The best is yet to come, and from Alpha to Omega. You need them both. They're not expensive. Get them on Amazon.com. Good night, folks.
Microsoft Outlook 2010 has submenu. January 20. Blue letter by 9:09 a.m. Unread Q. KI Research 11:56 a.m. Conrad Lant plus 103 p.m. Conrad Joyce less 319 p.m. Today. Joyce less 319 p.m. Joyce less. Chant 7. Chant 7. Joyce less. Like. Joyce less. Internet Explorer. Tent has submenu, a name, opening, text. Message. Chant 11. Subject. Event invitation. Mama Joyce messages of hope prayer time. App reader error. App reader is unable to start because a menu, dialogue or other. Subject. Event invitation. Mama Joyce messages of hope prayer time. Joyce Lust invited you to her event, Mama Joyce Messages of Hope Prayer Time, Saturday, January 31 at 7 p.m. Join, maybe, decline, blogtalkradio.com, Mama Joyce, Daniel Tingley and Luke and Stacia Robitaille are also in the guest list, my events, block invites from Joyce, this message was sent to fur.1@roadrunner.com. If you don't want to receive these emails from Facebook in the future, please unsubscribe. Facebook Incorporated, Attention, Department 415, P.O. Box 10005, Palo Alto, California, 94303. Message was sent to fur.1@roadrunner.com. If you don't want to receive these emails from Facebook in the future, please unsubscribe. Joyce Less 319 p.m. Lamp plus 103 p.m. KI Research 11:56 a.m. Chant 9. KI Research E-News for January 26, 2015, message HTML. KI Research 11:56 a.m. KI Research 11:56 a.m.